This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, middle initial H like Henry, Skinner, S-K-I-N-N like November, E-R. Date of birth is April 2nd of 1948. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mr. Skinner with elevated creatinine levels, and they have been getting progressively higher in 2023. He does have uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. His most recent hemoglobin A1C was greater than 11. But since that reading was taken, which was January of this year, his wife reports that they have both stopped eating unhealthy junk food, including chips, cookies, and other processed foods. They've cut portions back, and the patient has now lost 18 pounds over the last 3 months. He is feeling better. He does have nocturia, but it is only once per night. Generally, it's just before he gets up in the morning, too, within an hour of getting up. His wife reports that he did try Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, and that actually worsened kidney function within the last few years. And so he stopped that medication, and the kidney function did stabilize. And recently, his metformin was decreased from 1,000 milligram twice a day to 500 milligram twice a day due to the declining kidney function. No recent hospitalizations or procedures. He was hospitalized in October of 2022 when he became unresponsive and was taken to the hospital. He had severe hypoglycemia and sepsis was diagnosed at that time. But he recovered from that and has been doing fairly well without hospitalization or procedure since that time. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have some memory loss, and so he will be seeing a local neurologist for further evaluation. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have some shortness of breath with exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, nocturial once per night, usually. He does have edema of the lower extremities that's actually improved, and he does limit his salt intake, he reports. No history of stroke, no TIA, no seizure history, no headaches, no dizziness, no syncopal episodes. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, uncontrolled, recent memory loss, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. Past surgical history, he's had right elbow surgery as a child and bilateral cataract removal. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1992. He occasionally consumes alcohol just about once a week, and it's usually a beer. He is married, and he's a retired, he reports. Family history is significant for diabetes, and brother had prostate carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Zocor 40 milligram daily, Zestril 20 milligram daily, metformin extended release 500 milligram twice a day, Humulin 70-30 insulin twice a day, Synthroid 25 microgram daily, and Actos 30 milligram daily, also a vitamin B complex once daily. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 256 pounds. Pulse, 88. Blood oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 68. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. He has 1 to 2+ edema of feet and ankles. Capillary refill 3 seconds. He does have decreased sensation in his toes bilaterally, but it's intact on the top of his feet. The soles also have decreased sensation. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 1-3 of 24, and creatinine was 2.16 with estimated GFR of 31. August 8 of 23, creatinine 1.87, GFR 37. 10-4 of 22, creatinine 1.6, GFR 42. 10-13-21, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. June 30th, 2020, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. November 6th, 2019, creatinine 1.6, GFR 43. 12-19 of 17, creatinine 1.4 with GFR 50. 9-11 of 17, creatinine was 1.2 and GFR was greater than 60 at that time. And other labs on 1-3 of 24, sodium 139, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 20, calcium is 9.2, hemoglobin A1C was 11.2, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 8-8 of 23 was normal at 13. Urinalysis was done 10-4 of 22, negative for blood and 30-plus protein. And we have a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast done 10-4 of 22 when he was hospitalized for the unresponsive hypoglycemic septic event. It did show atherosclerotic plaque in the coronary arterial system and aorta. It also showed mild hepatic nodularity with possible cirrhosis versus hepatocellular disease. There were no stones or hydronephrosis in the kidneys. Also, there were atherosclerotic plaques in the arterial system in the abdomen noted. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, progressively worsening over time. 2, hypertension. 3, atherosclerosis, noted in CT scan in 2022. Plan, we are scheduling kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder in ELMA, also a renal artery Doppler study in ELMA, to look for renal artery stenosis. We want him to repeat his labs this week or next week, including a random urine creatinine and a random urine protein. Also, microscopic a UA with microscopic clean catch midstream. We will check free light chains and immunofixation and intact parathyroid hormone and phosphorus in addition to other routine chemistries. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.